Penguin Random House Audio presents Never Lose an Employee Again, The Simple Path to Remarkable Retention. This is the author, Joey Coleman. To my parents, the people who first introduced remarkable experiences to my life and continue to do so for some 18,378 days and counting. Dad, as my first employer, you taught me what it means to be a caring boss who fosters employee growth, learning, and opportunity. Mom, as my first teacher, you taught me more about humans than anyone I've ever known and showed me why it's vital to do your best to see things from the other person's perspective. Experience the book. One of the best things about being an author is sharing your ideas, philosophies, and frameworks with readers around the world. One of the most frustrating things about being an author is that your readers don't usually have an easy way to interact with you outside the pages of the book. Until now. I would love to join you in your journey. And while it would be great to have you listen to the book, I really want you to experience the book. Go to joeycoleman.com/yourbookexperience to register for free for what promises to be a unique and fun way to enhance your experience of working your way through this book. When you sign up to experience the book, you'll get personalized messages from me that are timed to match your listening pace. You can reply to any of these messages to be in direct contact with me, just in case you have any questions or want to share a part of the book that is particularly resonating with you. To get the full experience, please make sure to sign up now before you listen any further. I don't want you to miss out on any of the cool things that are about to happen as you experience the book. A letter from the author, The Secret to Keeping Your Employees. Dear listener, thank you for purchasing Never Lose an Employee Again. Welcome. I'm honored to spend some time with you, and please don't worry. If you purchase the audio program and you don't like it, I will personally buy it back from you. There is a 100% refund guarantee coming at the end of this letter, so stay tuned. Nearly every business leader struggles with the same issue. I've spoken to tens of thousands of business leaders, owners, entrepreneurs, and employers over the last 30 years. Across enterprises of all sizes, operating in every imaginable industry on all 7 continents, and most share a common complaint. I wish my employees cared as much about the business as I do. I've heard the lamentations of owners when employees left customers stranded because it, quote, wasn't their job to solve the problem. I've consoled entrepreneurs when valuable team members resigned during the high season without seeming to understand the impact it would have on the rest of their coworkers. I've watched managers hustle to make things right after a staff member carelessly interacted with a customer. Each of these leaders had a common refrain. I wish my employees cared as much about the business as I do. If you've ever said that, or even just thought it, I can empathize with you. I was a lawyer, and I wanted the paralegals who worked for me to care about the firm as much as I did. I was a creative director, and I wanted the designers I employed to care as much about the agency as I did. I was a consultant, and I wanted the associates I hired to care as much about the practice as I did. I often thought, I wish my employees cared as much about the business as I do. In hundreds of situations, I've thought it. In thousands of situations, I've felt it. In more situations than I'm proud of, I've said it. And then, while researching this book, I had a revelation. The solution to this perennial problem was right in front of me. Now, when a leader, owner, entrepreneur, or employer of any kind says to me, I wish my employees cared as much about the business as I do, I respond, your employees wish you cared as much about them as you do about the business. Now, before you object, let me be clear. I'm not judging you. I'm willing to bet that you actually care a lot about your employees. You think about them morning, noon, and night. You think about your current employees, your past employees, and your future employees who haven't been hired yet. You think about meeting payroll, covering benefits, giving bonuses, and growing the team. You think about keeping employees inspired, engaged, and retained. You think about their life outside work, their families, their pets, and their loved ones. But here's the problem. There is a difference between thinking about your employees and showing them you care. Your employees wish you cared as much about them as you do about the business. They don't know you care about them as much as you actually do because you either aren't showing it at all or you're showing it in a way that they don't see or feel. Why can't they see it or feel it? There are at least three reasons. Three reasons your employees don't know you care as much as you actually do. Number one, lack of understanding. As humans, we tend to see the world from our own perspective or point of view. We worry about our own stuff so much that we fail to realize other people care about us too. Employees are often so preoccupied with their own challenges, crises, and circumstances that they don't have time to fully consider the multifaceted aspects of the employee-employer relationship. In addition, most employees have never been, nor will ever be, employers, so they lack context for the challenges, stresses, and difficulties that come with the role. Number two, lack of demonstrated appreciation. Most leaders over-index on the tell part of show and tell, when they should be exploring more ways to show. You can say you care about your employees, and you can even tell them that you care. But when was the last time they witnessed you do something that showed you care? Some of you might be thinking, Joey, I paid their paycheck last week. Doesn't that count? Actually, it doesn't. They worked for you, and you paid them the agreed upon compensation. That's not care. That's a contract. I'm not saying you don't deserve credit for living up to your part of the agreement and processing payroll on time yet again. But your employee gets just as much credit for completing their part of the arrangement by showing up and doing the work. By demonstrated appreciation, I'm talking about the moments when an employee feels cared about and cared for in their dealings with you and the organization at large. When an employee has an interaction with you or someone else on the team that makes them feel seen, heard, and appreciated, that is showing that you care about them. Number three, lack of connection. A visionary leader who spends the majority of their day focused on the big picture, future growth, scaling, and achieving has a tendency to overlook the small acts of kindness that can make an employee's day. By slowing down, getting more granular, and looking for magical moments to personally and emotionally connect with employees, a leader can shift the employee's beliefs and feelings from wishing their employer cared to knowing that they do. This book is designed to help you show, tell, and demonstrate in meaningful ways that you care about your employees individually and collectively, in order to boost retention and bring out the best in your team. The philosophies, methodologies, and processes I describe in this book, all anchored around the first 100 days of the employee journey, have radically changed how employees around the world feel about their employers. I've witnessed this firsthand with my consulting clients, received updates from audience members after attending my speeches, and read stories of success in Best Places to Work magazine profiles and case studies. This shift has led to enhanced engagement, skyrocketing sales, and record-setting retention for the organizations that focus on caring for their people, and then systematically and consistently
Sample complete. Ready to continue?